good habits are hard to form, but easy to live with. Bad habits are easy to form, but hard to live with. And the rule is to form good habits and make them your masters.
That's Brian Tracy, and this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Tuesday. I appreciate connecting with you today as we have Brian Tracy returning to the show. And today he is going to share one of his top tips from his very successful book about building habits. Here's Brian Tracy. Enjoy.
Number six, the law of habit has an inordinate impact. The law of habit or inertia says that in the absence, the law of inertia says in the absence of a specific decision on your part to change some aspect of your life, the natural tendency will to go on the same way indefinitely. In other words, inertia says that a body in motion tends to remain in motion indefinitely in the same direction. And a body at rest tends to remain at rest. And unless you make a decision to do something different, you remain at rest. Einstein had a wonderful line. He said, nothing happens until something moves. Nothing happens until something moves. So it's really important that you think of moving. So, 95% of everything we do is by habit. And 95% of your success or failure will be determined by your habits, either good or bad. I've written a book on this called Million Dollar Habits, which is a great book. And it takes 12 critical categories of life, health, money, technology, learning, growth, family, relationships, and so on, and it gives the habits that the top people have in each of those areas. The interesting thing is that no one is born with any habits. It's all habits that we have learned through practice and repetition over time. And we can override bad habits with good habits. Sometimes people have a smoking habit. How do you get over the smoking habit? You develop habits that override that habit. Exercise, self-discipline, not putting yourself in harm's way, not going to places where they smoke. You do everything possible to develop a new habit until you have the non-smoking habit. There's some people who had been chronic smokers, now they're chronic non-smokers. They're religious about not smoking. You can develop any habit you need to develop. And 95% of what you do is habit. From the time you get up and brush your teeth in the morning, to the way you mix your coffee, to the way you drive your car or park it, to the way you dress, everything's a habit. Now, there are some habits that are good to have because they make things automatic and easy. You don't even have to think about them. There are other habits that can be very, very harmful and need to be challenged if they are not serving you. My friend Ed Foreman said the rule of success, he said, is to He said, good habits are hard to form, but easy to live with. Bad habits are easy to form, but hard to live with. And the rule is to form good habits and make them your masters. And so what you say to yourself, if I had a habit of this, being punctual, a habit of planning every day in advance, a habit of exercising for 30 to 60 minutes each morning when I get up, a habit of going to bed by 10 o'clock, if I had these habits, would they serve my life? Well, surprise, surprise, you look around and find really successful people, they have these habits, and nobody had them to start with. So Goethe said, with regard to habits, everything is hard before it's easy. The reason that people do not develop good habits is because they're lazy and undisciplined. They just simply cannot stick to it until the habit locks in and becomes automatic and easy. But here's the good deal, is that once the habit is locked in, it's easier to do it than not to do it, because it becomes your new comfort zone. And you are only comfortable when you are performing with that new habit in that new range. So developing new habits is important. Now, how do you develop habits? Well, the biggest mistake that a person makes is say, well, I want to develop all of these habits. No, develop one a month for the next year. Pick the habit. Say, well, if I went early to bed, early to rise, that would really help me. because I get a good night's sleep, and I'd be up, I could plan my day, and I'd be able to start early, okay? Or if I did all of my shopping at one time, so I didn't have to shop during the week. Or if I was punctual for every appointment. Or if I spent an hour a day studying my craft. Whatever it happens to be, pick one habit and do that for a month. And don't make exceptions, do it every single day for a month until it locks in. At the end of a month, it's locked in, and then develop a second habit. And say, what would be a good habit for me to have? And plan all my finances carefully and review all my expenditures every single day so I'm really clear about how much in, how much out, where it's going, and so on, as opposed to the way I do it today. Well, if you develop one habit a month for a year, you'll have developed 12 new habits. If you develop 12 new habits, you'll have reprogrammed yourself completely in 12 different areas of performance. Do you think that would have an effect on your life? Do you know what a profound effect 12 new self-chosen good habits could have? It could so profoundly change your life as to be unbelievable. Barbara and I developed the habit, we both wanted to lose some weight, developed the habit of what we call salads at 6. So we have a salad at 6 o'clock with protein, fish, meat, chicken, just a nice salad at 6 o'clock. It's early, and it's too early to drink, so you don't drink. So you have salads at 6, and that lasts you all the way through to the next day because you don't need to eat again for 12 hours after you've eaten dinner. And if you have salads at 6 and no dessert, you know what happens? You have more energy, you're fresher, you're brighter, you sleep less, you wake up more refreshed, and you lose weight from the first day. You have salads at 6 and you do that for 30 days, you totally transform your way of eating. And at the end of 30 days, physically, the difference will be people will be stopping you in the street and saying, what are you doing? Because you look so different and you feel so different. Now, since you have more energy, what are you going to do with that energy? You're probably going to get up in the morning and exercise. So now you have salads at 6 and morning exercise. OMG, OMG. Do you see what I'm saying? And then you say, I'm going to plan every day in advance and set priorities on my day and start with my most important task. Now we're starting to double and triple because each of these new habits is having a multiplier effect against the other habits. In what seems to be a very short period of time, and you will know, a week, a month, a year can go by like a blink. In 1 year, you'd be a totally different person. And here's the wonderful thing. Each time you engage in a behavior that leads to a better habit, your self-esteem goes up and your self-confidence goes up. You get a backflow of endorphins, which gives you a feeling of happiness and well-being. So you not only get paid off as a result of achieving the habit and the results of the habit, you get paid off every step you take to develop a new positive habit. Makes you happy, gives you positive feedback, gives you ideas, makes you more creative. You literally start to transform your personality by taking one step at a time, developing one habit a month.
Big thanks to Brian Tracy for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with him and his work, you can go to his website, briantracy.com. His Instagram is TheBrianTracy. His YouTube is Brian Tracy as well. And the book that he was referencing to in his talk is entitled Million Dollar Habits, Proven Power Practices to Double and Triple Your Income. And if you'd like to watch the entire talk, you can go to YouTube and type in Brian Tracy Full Seminar. And if you'd like to hear more talks with Mr. Tracy, you can go to our show description and check out all the past episodes that we've had and featured on the show. In there will also be all the links to all the things that I just mentioned to connect with him and his work. All right. Don't forget to follow the show, share it, or leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts. I appreciate you for it. And also follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show to see 1 minute inspirational and motivational reels of all your favorite speakers that we feature on the show. All right. That is a wrap for me. As always, I appreciate you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.